In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is risen. We come to the final Sunday of the Paschal season. And on this Sunday, we hear about the blind man that the Lord restored to sight. And we know from what the Holy Fathers say that this man was as if his eyes had not been created. So when the Lord comes and he spits in the earth and he takes that mud and puts it in the blind man's eyes, it's like God at the beginning forming man from the dust of the earth and giving him life. He forms eyes for the blind man and makes him see, brings them to life. So this is an incredible moment in the gospel. It's a sign, of course, that our Lord Jesus Christ is the God, the Creator who brought us into being in the beginning. And so it's a very deep moment that we should pause and ponder carefully. But along with this simply incredible event that takes place, this sign, this miracle that shows that our Jesus Christ is the Word of God, the Son of God, and through whom all things were made. Along with this, there's an incredible emphasis here and teaching on divine justice. Divine justice. Sometimes people use the technical word theodicy to talk about, why God allows certain things, how can he be a good and just God, and so on. So how do we as Orthodox Christians understand divine justice? And here, I can't help but tell you once again the story of the tin peaches that comes from St. Paisios. Many, if not most of you, have heard this story multiple times. But here's the thing. I'm not going to stop telling you the story until you all have it memorized and it's a guiding principle of your life. And when I'm convinced that that's the case, I will stop telling you the story. So here's the story. St. Paisios, during one of his talks, he's trying to describe how God's justice works, what God's justice is, and how we should understand that. And he says, it's like this. Say you and I are sitting together, and I happen to have 10 peaches. Now, I love peaches, but I also happen to know that you love peaches very much. They're your favorite kind of fruit. And these are particularly good peaches, sweet, juicy, fresh, just picked off the tree, but perfectly ripe. So, I've got the 10 peaches, you love peaches, what am I going to do with the 10 peaches? He says, injustice, this is kind of the image of injustice, injustice would be to say, I know you love peaches, but I'm not going to share these peaches with you. I'm going to keep them all for myself. That's injustice. He says, human justice is like this. 10 peaches, 2 of us, 5 for me, 5 for you. Right? It's fair and square. But divine justice says, 10 peaches, you love peaches, I love you, all 10 peaches are for you. Here, my friend, take the 10 peaches and enjoy them. And then perhaps if you want to show your gratitude, you'll give one of those peaches back. And then we can enjoy the peaches together. See, it's like you give a tithe of the peaches that you're given. So St. Paisios gives this illustration to show precisely what the Holy Fathers say, which is that God's justice and his mercy are the same. His justice and his love are the same. That when God is just in his way, not according to a human standard of justice, but in his way, then he's infinitely merciful. And he's infinitely kind. And St. Isaac the Syrian even says, don't call God just, because he means, according to our understanding of justice, he says, don't call God just. If he were just, then he would give you what you deserve. But God forbid that he should give you what you deserve, right? He gives us infinitely better than what we deserve. So this is the teaching of the Holy Fathers concerning God's justice. Now, here's the thing. God is always giving us the 10 peaches. Always. He's always offering us everything. The best. He He's always doing what he did with the elder brother, which was to say, everything I have is yours. He's always doing what he does with the younger brother, the prodigal son, when he returns, which is to say, you are restored. I receive you back again as my son. He's always acting this way with us, with this incredible compassion and mercy. But we don't always recognize it. Why? Well, lots of reasons. Mostly we're just blind. We're spiritually blind. We're blind like the blind man in the gospel, except our blindness is worse because it's spiritual blindness. That blind man was able to recognize his Savior, and he was healed of his physical blindness. His heart was ready to receive the Lord. We're often blind. But also, it can be difficult for us to recognize the 10 peaches because sometimes they come in the form of scolding, of correction, of we've gotten off the path and we have to be put back onto the path. But you see, this is still the 10 peaches. And here we have to understand, when Scripture talks about the wrath of God or God's punishment or anything like that, the way the Holy Fathers have always understood it, the way the saints understand that, is that God is always working to correct us. Always. His desire is always to save us. He desires that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He desires not the death of a sinner, but that he should return and live. So when Scripture speaks of God's punishment, it's always for the sake of bringing his people back on track, bringing them back to himself, calling them back home again. Like waking up the prodigal son. What did he do with the prodigal son? He let him go. That was the 10 peaches. And when the prodigal son ended up in the pig's pen with nothing to eat and suffering, and he could have said, God, why are you allowing this? That was the 10 peaches too, because that's what it took for him to wake up and to come back home. And then finally, he was able to really appreciate the 10 peaches when he came back home. But the 10 peaches were there. God's mercy, his love, his forgiveness, his grace to bring us home again, that was there, even when the prodigal son was in the pig's pen. But we don't always recognize it, because sometimes it's hard. Sometimes the 10 peaches come in the form of being swallowed by a whale. Like if you're Jonah, and God tells you to go to Nineveh, and you go the opposite direction. And the 10 peaches are being swallowed by a whale, because that's what brings you back. Sometimes the 10 peaches come in the form of losing everything you have, like Job, so that his faith would be tested and would become stronger. This is hard. Yes, it's hard. Sometimes the 10 peaches come in a difficult form, but it's always coming from a Father who loves us and is doing everything that needs to happen in order to discipline us and to prepare us for his kingdom. So we must understand God's punishment the correct way. He's never vindictive. He's never seeking vengeance against us. He's always drawing us to himself, even when it's difficult. If a mother scolds her son for something that he did, he can respond in one of two ways. Generally, there are two kind of ways that we respond to being scolded. One way is to withdraw and to sulk, and to nurse our resentment, to be angry, and to think about, you know, what a terrible mother. How could she do this to me? Like that. That's one way we can respond. I'm going to tell you that's not the right way, right? That's not a good way to respond. It's not a healthy way. It's not a life-giving way. It will not bring you joy. It will not bring you peace. It will only bring you misery every single time, you know? I'm sure you've all tried it enough times to know that. The other way that the son who's corrected by the mother who scolds him can respond is to cling to her more. He's weeping, tears are pouring down his face, but he's grabbing onto her. He's holding onto her because he knows that she's the only one who can console him now. This is the right way to respond. This is what we want to do with God. When we feel the rebuke, when we feel the chastisement, when we feel the correction, when we feel that something's heavy, when something's causing us to struggle, when something's causing us to grow frustrated in our life, and we want to say, God, why are you allowing this? Okay, fine. Say it. But don't withdraw from him. Cling to him more. Draw closer to him. seek the consolation in him, not in something else. It's possible for us to reject the 10 peaches, to say, no, thank you, God. But I want to give you everything. That's okay. No, thank you, God. I don't want the 10 peaches. How can we reject the 10 peaches, first of all, and then we'll talk about how we cannot reject the 10 peaches. What are ways in which we reject the 10 peaches? Lots of ways we could mention, but we'll just talk about a few. We lose the benefit of the 10 peaches when we're not grateful, when we live in ingratitude, a state of ingratitude, when we continue in our selfishness. You know, the Lord, when he comes and he blesses us, he says, now you go and do likewise to others. That's what he always says, you know? Now you do likewise. If we refuse to do likewise, like the man who is forgiven his debt, and then he goes and throttles the person who owes him something, and the master says, I forgave you the really big debt, and you go out and you won't forgive this other person the tiny little debt, you know? So the Lord wants us to go and do likewise. If he shows us such great mercy, we must show others mercy. If he gives us 10 peaches, then we must give others the 10 peaches as well. If we're disobedient, simply if we're careless in our life and we disregard God's commandments, we disregard what he asks us to do. Whatever he asks us to do is for the sake of our being able to eat the 10 peaches. It's for us to be able to receive the gift that he wants to give us. And he has more gifts, you know? It's like we're not even capable of receiving all the peaches yet. But they're there. And whatever commandments he gives us is for us to be able to receive them. So if we're disobedient, then we won't be able to receive more because we won't grow. And certainly if we go and judge others and condemn others in our hearts, then very quickly, that's a very quick way to lose whatever grace we've received, whatever peace, whatever joy, to begin condemning others. So, of course, that's not what we want to do. So, in order to receive the 10 peaches, and for that grace to abide with us, for us to be able to preserve that grace, and even to become, for our capacity to grow, so that we're capable of receiving more peaches, more grace from the Lord. Of course, what we must do is to be grateful, to nourish and cultivate gratitude in our hearts, to show mercy to others. And by the way, that gratitude and that glorifying of God when we receive something good, that's exactly what the blind man does. You see, he goes and he tells that Jesus Christ delivered him. They're asking him. The Pharisees, of course, are those who are ungrateful, their hearts are hard, they're disobedient, they're judging others. And so they're not capable of receiving the grace. But the blind man comes and he says, I don't know who he is, but he is somebody great. He delivered me. And he's not afraid of being put out of the synagogue or something, although his parents are, unfortunately. So we have him as the example of being grateful, of glorifying God when we receive a gift, of doing likewise and showing mercy to others. This is also how we must act. Of being obedient. You know, by the way, the Holy Fathers, and we heard this in Orthros, it talks about this Sunday and this event in the Gospel. And what it says is that the Lord sent the blind man to the pool of Siloam, not because he needed to wash the mud out of his eyes or something like that, but in order to test his obedience, to give him an opportunity to be obedient. And the blind man, of course, does. He's obedient, he goes, and it's in that obedience that he receives the healing, you see. So God will often do that with us. He'll test our obedience, and the obedience is what opens our heart up to receive the grace, to receive the healing. And then lastly, we must not seek consolation in those difficult times, in those times when we receive the rebuke, when we experience the frustrations, when we feel the pressure of life. And, you know, God is allowing us to be tested in certain ways. We must not seek consolation and comfort in anything other than God. No, we often do. But what that does is it dissipates the grace that we've received. We lose our spiritual focus. we lose the benefit of the 10 peaches when we seek consolation in other things. But, and again, that would be like the child whose mother rebukes him and he goes running off and withdraws from her, and he's angry and he's seeking consolation in that very resentment that he's stirring up inside of himself. But the child who instead turns to the mother weeping and grabs onto her and seeks his consolation in her is the one who receives true consolation. From the 12 prayers at Orthros, we hear these words: "Be gracious unto our sins and receive our prayer and thy great tenderness." This is what the priest is praying while the reader is reading the 6 Psalms, and he's speaking to the Lord. It says, "Be gracious unto our sins and receive our prayer and thy great tenderness, for we flee unto thee." We flee unto God, the merciful and almighty God. This is what we want, brothers and sisters, and this is how we receive the 10 peaches in abundance, you know, to the fullest potential. We receive the 10 peaches to the degree that we flee to God, that when we feel pain, when we feel sorrow, when we're being tested, when there's some kind of frustration for us, we flee to God. We flee to Christ. We flee to the Panagia. We flee to the saints. We flee to the church. We don't flee to the things that the world offers and the devil tries to entice us with. And when we do that, then truly we will know that God's compassion is infinite and his love is boundless. And may we glorify our God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our merciful and infinitely loving God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ is risen. Amen.